Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind. Graphic Audio presents The Second Dark Ages, Book 4, Dawn Arrives. Written by Michael Anderley and L. Lee Clark. Directed by Eric Messner, with a full cast. Yokohama, Japan. Yokohamakian Park. The park was peaceful, serene, even. Sunlight kissed the lawn and littered the trees, casting intricate patterns beneath the leaves. The black box touched down lightly in the square. It had been several days since it had been here, not that anyone had noticed. Sabine was the first to step outside and gaze at the wonder of the world. The whirlwind tour of Europe had been mind-blowing, or at least it would have been for her old self. Her new self took it in stride, as simple as breathing or shooting a gun, which were on a par for her at this point. She wandered around the area, examining it through her nanosight-enhanced eyes. Her wounds had completely healed, leaving her beyond grateful for her new lease on life. She looked several decades younger and was more powerful than she had ever been. She sensed Akio landing in the fighter pod next to the box, and she smiled. He got out of the ship as calm and stoic as ever. They exchanged a glance. Sabine then looked at the sky, inhaling the atmosphere and appreciating every bit of what her senses were taking in. Michael ambled out just then, removing his hat to scratch his head and then replacing it. Yuko, Eve, Jacqueline, and Mark followed in close succession. Jacqueline had suggested the specifics of their first mission since her werebody craved food.
So, what about the breakfast place just across the park we found last time?
Michael looked at Akio.
As long as there's meat, I could murder a steak right now.
Same.
Out loud, boys. There are others present.
She can read our thoughts?
Michael shrugged.
Do they have steak, Jacqueline?
You bet your hat they do. And since when do you eat?
Michael started walking toward the restaurant.
I could do with something. I haven't eaten since I nearly got torn apart in the etheric. And I have a hankering for something with iron in it.
Mark slung his arm around Jacqueline's shoulder and followed. Eve closed up the box and joined the group as they made their way across the lawn, happy and peaceful for the first time in a long while. Sabine quietly followed, looking at everything as if she were seeing with new eyes. Steaks and mountains of other breakfast foods later, Michael pushed his plate aside and regarded Yuko quietly. Yuko noticed his regard and stopped eating.
I suppose we should talk about what's next.
I'm guessing getting back to BA is still the priority.
Michael dabbed at his mouth with his napkin.
It is.
Well, we know the locations of the boxes. 5 are in our secret storage, and the other 11 will be wherever the map says they are.
Michael considered the options.
We'll need engineers and scientists to put it together. Akio and I have been talking about it. Locals with the technical skills we need would be our best bet, but they lack honor. Many will try to steal what they can if we keep them in Japan.
So, you're thinking you want to recruit them here and take them to an isolated location to work?
Michael bowed his head and read the other customers' minds to make sure their conversation wasn't being monitored. Jacqueline finished her last bite and swallowed, then leaned against Mark and stared down at his plate. When he looked at her, she smiled at him.
So, are you stuffed? Are you done with that bacon then?
Mark pushed his plate over to his girlfriend with a smile.
Knock yourself out.
Jacqueline rested her knee against his under the table. Michael pulled out the tablet he'd been using in the pod, and after flicking it on, he pointed to the screen.
Where are the burial sites on this map?
China. If you want to stay there, I will find a suitable location for your scientists to work.
Michael nodded and got up, his brows still drawn together in thought.
Very good. Let's make that happen. Eve, please put the word out that we need the best tech engineers, inventors, and scientists to put together an experimental machine.
Got it. We'll have something set up within the day.
So, who would run the interviews?
Michael looked at Eve and Yuko.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?